A large sheet of ice along the Antarctic Peninsula has shattered into thousands of small icebergs over the past few weeks, and by large, we mean the size of Rhode Island. Chunks of it are now bobbing around in the ocean. Scientists say the melt is the biggest single loss of ice witnessed in decades. It's the result of a persistent heat wave in the peninsula that stretches north from Antarctica. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Unlike most of the landlocked ice in Antarctica, ice shelves float on the ocean along the coast, and through the years, chunks come and go. Ted Skambos at the National Snow and Ice Data Center at the University of Colorado says usually the process happens on a relatively small scale.
With a stable shelf, what you see is one or a very few large icebergs, oblong or square in shape approximately, and every 30 or 40 years, one of these will break off and float off into the ocean.
But something very different has been happening in the Antarctic Peninsula, which is by far the warmest part of the southern continent. Large floating sheets of ice have been retreating in comparative haste and breaking up. In 1995, a huge floating mass called the Larsen A ice shelf dissolved into the ocean. These rapid and catastrophic collapses occur as the air temperature rises, creating small ponds of water on the ice shelves.
Meltwater on the surface of a thick layer of ice can percolate down into cracks and crevasses and force them to rupture all the way through the thickness of the ice.
Skambo says those pools have been appearing on another ice shelf in the peninsula, the Larsen B ice shelf, which he's been watching by satellite.
We got a really clear image that showed that the Larsen B was just covered with melt ponds this year. It had been a particularly warm summer. An Argentine group that was down on the ice shelf in November said they thought the spring conditions were very warm, and they kind of warned everybody to keep an eye on it.
Sure enough, over the past few weeks, a huge chunk of the ice shelf failed.
The ice shelf just disintegrated into thousands of small icebergs and just left this big plume of crushed ice on the surface of the ocean.
The speed of the collapse took scientists by surprise, even though the collapse itself had been anticipated. David Vaughan from the British Antarctic Survey says there were telltale signs that the ice sheet was in trouble.
If you like, you know, to imagine the ice shelf as a kind of brick wall, climate change, we believe, has been removing bricks one at a time every year for the past 10 or 15 years. Eventually, the ice shelf has become so weak that it's collapsed. In a structural way, the whole thing's just fallen apart.
The event is certainly dramatic, but it's less of a calamity than you might expect. For one thing, to glaciologists, an ice sheet the size of Rhode Island is actually small potatoes. And since the ice was floating on the ocean to begin with, it won't add to global sea level as its fragments melt, just as your lemonade glass doesn't overflow when the ice cubes in it melt. Finally, Vaughan says the melting is confined to a small part of Antarctica, the peninsula.
This area of the Antarctic is warming quite rapidly, something at around five times the mean global warming rate, which is much more rapid than anywhere else that we've found in Antarctica. And so really what's happening is quite a local event.
Thankfully, there's no sign of rapid warming or impending ice collapse on the main part of Antarctica. There, the ice sheets sit on the ground, and if they were to melt, sea levels would rise enough to inundate coastal cities. But still, the event leaves scientists just a bit uneasy because they don't really understand why this one small part of the world has heated so rapidly in recent years. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.